NKST Mission Repeat Media presents the Gospel. God's power to save all who believe. This seminar was delivered by Reverend Peter Gwaza Adzwana at the NKST Mission Repeat National Conference 2020 on the topic, Discovering Your Purpose in Life. May God bless these words on your heart in Jesus' name.
Shall we pray together? Gracious Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for this year's conference. You know that we will be here at this time, and you have brought us here for a purpose. Gracious Heavenly Father, actualize the purpose. Cause each and every one of us listening to you now to know exactly why we are here and why you have created us. Be with us, O Lord God, for we pray with thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Amen. I have just been given 1 hour, and while I was preparing this, my wife was asking me, how long are you going to speak? And I discovered that I will not be able to exhaust this. But the most important thing is that I have written it down and have already sent it to the secretary. So even if I'm not able to exhaust what I have written here, it will be used somewhere someday. There are so many scriptures that we will be reading. And because of that, I will just mention some of them in the beginning. You, those of you who are writing down, you will write them down. They're in connection with this topic. Time will not permit us to read all of them that are relevant. But now I want us to read Exodus 2. The book of Exodus chapter 2. And before I read from verses 11 through 16, I will call the other ones that I want you to write them down. I may not necessarily read them. Romans chapter 10, verse 14 through 15. 1 Corinthians 9, 16. First Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 to 9. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 11 to 17. And then I'm going to read from Exodus 2, 11 to 16. I'm reading from the Message. Time passed. Moses grew up. One day, he went and saw his brothers, saw all that hard labor. Then he saw an Egyptian hit a Hebrew, one of his relatives. He looked this way and then that, and he realized there was no one in sight. He killed the Egyptian and buried him in the sand. The next day, he went out there again. Two Hebrew men were fighting. He spoke to the man who started it. Why are you hitting your neighbor? The man shot back. Who do you think you are, telling us what to do? Are you going to kill me the way you killed the Egyptian? Then Moses panicked. Words gotten out. People know about this. Pharaoh heard about it and tried to kill Moses. But Moses got away to the land of Midian. He sat down by the way. The priests of Midian had 7 daughters. They came and drew water, filling the troughs and watering their father's sheep. When some shepherds came and chased the girls off, Moses came to their rescue and helped them water their sheep. The topic I'm discussing this evening is discovering your purpose and calling in life. When I was given this topic, I discovered that it was too broad, even though it is in our own context. So I qualified it by saying discovering your purpose as and calling as a Christian. Discovering your purpose and calling in life as a Christian. When I was working on the theme, I discovered that because we are created, we did not initiate the fact that we should be created. So I have no purpose. So I have turned the theme to why did God make you and me? Why? Mark Twain once said, there are 2 important dates in one's life. The day that one is born and the day that he discovered, he figured out why he or she was born. How many of you know your birth date here? How many of you, special your hand, so you know when you were born? But how many of us seated here have known why we are born? How many of us have known why we are born? How old would one be before he would discover why he was born? One is not born an adult. He's born as an infant, a babe, a baby. He or she grows on the stages and then come to adolescent, young adult, an adult, and follows the stages of life. So what is the appropriate age of discovering your purpose, your calling? Is it 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years? What is the appropriate age? God is never created anything without purpose. Anything that you see created has a purpose. And for the fact that God has created you and me, there is a purpose for that. Can I hear someone say, God has created me for a purpose? God has created me for a purpose. If you want to know the purpose, why God has created you, you cannot find it on the television. You cannot find it in the pages of the magazine. You cannot find it on the first book. You cannot find it any other place. Some people say that for one to know the purpose of his life or her life, that person should look inwards. He should look inwards. But that doesn't work. You didn't create you. Somebody created you. You were not there when you were formed. So how can you look within and then know why you were created and what you are expected to do in this life? Only an inventor will tell you the purpose, the reason, the intention, the plan for inventing a particular object or anything that is invented. That is why we have manuals. When we buy so many things, when you buy a new handset, you have a manual there. When you buy other gadgets, you have manual. Have you ever seen a manual in anything you bought? It's because you are not the person that has invented that. Somebody has invented it. Even though you have money to purchase it, to buy it, unless you be taught how to use it, the reason for why it was made, before you will make proper use of that. I want a fast reader to help me read Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 through 10. This one we will read. Jeremiah chapter 1 through 10.
It says, "The Lord gave me this message. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. O sovereign Lord," I said, "I can't speak for you. I'm too young." The Lord replied, "Don't say I'm too young, for you must go wherever I send you and say whatever I tell you. And don't be afraid of the people, for I will be with you and will protect you. I, the Lord, have spoken." Then the Lord reached out and touched my mouth and said, "Look, I have put my words in your mouth. Today I appoint you to stand up against nations and kingdoms. Some you must uproot and tear down, destroy and overthrow. Others you must build up and plant."
Thank you. Have you heard that? Are you not listening to me? Have you heard that? Can anybody just briefly tell me the complaint or the problem or the text, the verses, just if you understood exactly what he said there? Okay, I have not seen any hand. But somebody is complaining, is it not? Somebody is complaining, and who is that person? He's saying he is what? Too young. And then what did the Lord tell him? He said, "I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. And this is the task. And this is what I want you to do for me. I will empower you. I will equip you to do that which I have created you for." Have you ever heard of drug abuse? Have you ever heard of drug abuse? What about child abuse? Substance abuse? And so many other ones. When a particular thing is not used for the purpose for which it was created, or not handled or treated the way it should be treated, it is called what? An abuse. When someone fails to know the purpose and the calling of his or her life, such a life could be best described as an abused life. But you cannot tell the purpose all by yourself. The source of knowing the purpose is go back to the creator. Go back to the inventor. Talk to the person who created you. And the person who has created us has given us a manual. And what is our manual? This is our manual. So if you want to know the purpose of you existing here on planet Earth as a Christian, you have to consult the manual. And the power of the Holy Spirit, as we were told in the morning, We guide you to understand the purpose for which you were born. God Almighty has never created anything without a purpose, unless the purpose is not discovered. Therefore, whenever purpose is undefined, abuse is inevitable. Whenever purpose is undefined, abuse is inevitable. All of us shouted here, I am created for a purpose. Have you discovered that purpose for which you are created? If you are listening to me, you will know what is purpose now. Is the reason. Is the intention. Is the plan. It is the why something is done or brought into existence. That is the purpose. And what is the purpose of God for our lives? Can we turn to Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 6b? Isaiah Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, whom I have formed and made. Have you heard that? What can you pick as a purpose of your creation from that verse? Just one word there. God's glory. God's glory. Our purpose as human beings in this life is to glorify God. And when we're talking of glorifying God, we're talking about giving him honor, giving him splendor, acknowledging his reputation, and exalting him. As people who bear the image of God, we are to give glory to God. We are to give glory to God. But how do we do this? As I earlier asked in the beginning of this discussion, you are 1 year, you are 2 years, you are 3 years. How do you do it? What did Proverbs chapter 22 verse 6 says? Teach or train up a child the way he should go. Have you seen something here? For me and for you to discover our purpose and calling, we must be trained. We must be taught. If you will read that 1 Samuel chapter 3 and verse 1 to 9, God called Samuel for 3 consecutive times. And he went to who? Eli. It was the 3rd time that even Eli discovered that it was God who was calling Samuel. So Eli taught Samuel what to say. What did he say? Speak, for the servant is listening. And then what happened? When Samuel went back and God called him, this time Samuel gave the correct response. And what God wanted to do, the transition that God was caring to hand over everything to Samuel and destroy the family of Eli, started. It was to Samuel that God revealed everything that he wanted to do. But it was because somebody taught Samuel that this is the way you will respond and these are the things you will do. The first assignment of every human being is to know why he or she was born or created. But how can this be achieved in this life, given that one is born in a home? One is born in the bound of a culture. One is born in an environment with a religion. Let me ask you, if you were born in Sokoto, the far north there, what are the chances that you would be raised as a Christian? Only God knows. Because even there are some Christians. So only God knows. So one is born in a home. One is born in a culture. One is born in an environment with a religion. And so all this has influence on the life of this person. And this thing shapes the life of this person and influence sometimes positively and some other times negatively, depending on the environment that one found himself in. Many people go through life just trying to catch up with what the society influences them to do, or what their parents or peers influence them to do. Many people become adults to think about the career that can earn them money, or the profession that their parents or their peers think is the best for them. Are you following me? Do you know that there are some homes that the parents detect, say you must read engineering? Is there anything like that? You must read law, medicine, this and that. Not knowing why this child was born and what God has equipped or put in store in this life. I will say that sometimes we go beyond certain areas that we as parents and guardians shouldn't have gone. And that is why you see some children and some boys and girls will never do well in school, because the environment has caused them to. When the other speaker was here, he was saying somebody is with F9. But it is what? With a criminal something, as he said, fluently. So, you have a purpose. So, what I want us to learn here also is that, as a parent, as a father, as a mother, as a guardian, and a counselor, the best thing is to do what Proverbs chapter 22:6 says, teaching the child the will of God, but not trying to dictate, to narrow chances and choices for this child, that I'm a pastor, so all my children must grow up to be pastors. It shouldn't be that way. We discovered that some homes and some people are spoiled because they tempered with the purpose for which they were created. They were not necessarily created to be that which you as a parent or you as a guardian is insisting that they must be. One should be given the proper teaching in our context, like Proverbs 22:6 says, raising our children in a godly way, giving them the opportunity to express themselves, showing them how to pray, how to talk to God, and how to go about doing things, so that these children will grow up to know the difference between their left and right. How old was Joseph, the son of Jacob, How old? 17? 17 years. What about Daniel? 17. And the three friends of Daniel, they were about the same age. 17. Who taught Joseph? How did Joseph come with the idea that he will not sin against God? And how did Daniel come with the position, the decision that he purposed in his heart that he will not defy himself with the king's rich food? I'm very, very confident that it was the Jewish training that was given to them in their homes. They were taught the living God. So they chose to accept this teaching. And that helped them at that tender age of 17, to know what is right and wrong, to stand their own ground, that they will not sin against God, that they will not defy themselves because they were trained. What am I trying to arrive at? As a church, we have a responsibility. When the other speaker was on stage, he commended the leadership and the organizers that giving an ample opportunity for the congregation to learn and study certain things is very, very important. So now, we are exposed to the fact that God has created us. And there is a purpose that God wants us to achieve in this life. And so, you as a believer, it is your responsibility to start raising the younger ones. Now that you have attained this status, now that you are saved, and you have this privilege of knowing why God created you, to teach the other ones coming behind so that they will also come to realize why God has created them. Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. I want to go through the Bible and mention about five core purposes that God has created you and me for. Ephesians 1, verse 11 to 12, I'm paraphrasing from my message. It is in Christ that we find out who we are. It is in who? As Christians, there is no any other way to find out who you are. It is only in Christ that we as Christians, we find out who we are and what we are living for. What we are living for. Part of the overall purpose is he is working out in everything and in everyone. Working out in everything and in everyone. And it is only in Christ that we will know that which we were born for. Revelation chapter 11. Chapter 4, verse 11b. New Living Translation. You created everything, and it is for your. We have a chorus that we do sing on that verse. And it is for your pleasure. It is your pleasure that they exist and we are created. Revelation chapter 4. And verse 11 tells us clearly that God created us for his pleasure. He created us for his pleasure. That we exist and we were created. So what do God expect me to know about this creating me for his pleasure? God wants me to know him. God wants me to love him. God wants me to worship him. So the first purpose of your existence here on planet Earth is worship. God has created you for his pleasure. So you are to worship him. God has formed me. To be part of his family. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 5. New Living Translation. God's unchanging plan has always been to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. And this gives him great pleasure. God has adopted us into his family. So God has created me to come enter his family. And the family is what? The body of Christ, the church. So that is the second reason. God has created me for fellowship. Fellowship. God has created me for fellowship. This is the most outstanding institution in the whole world. The church, the fellowship of believers in Christ. Your wife will die. Your husband will die. Your children will die. Your parents will die. Your siblings will die. Your friends will die. But the church will not. The church will not die. So you are created for the church. Do you remember what Jesus told Mary and the other brothers or other siblings that came looking for him? Do you remember what he said? Who is my mother and my brother and my sisters? And then he does what? Pointing at the people. He said, here are my mothers, my brothers, and my sisters. Some of us take fellowship for granted. If you have time, read Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, which tells us not to neglect coming together as children of God. So God has created me and adopted me into his family, the church. God has created me to grow up spiritually. God has created me to do what? Are you not listening to me? Romans chapter 8, verse 29. For the very beginning, God decided that those who came to him, and all along he knew who would, should become like his, are you not there? Like his son. And who is his son? God created me that I would grow up spiritually. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 15b. We look at the son and see God's original purpose in everything created. We look at the son. So God wants me to become like Jesus. Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5. As the Spirit of the Lord works within us, we become more and more like him. And then 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. God wants us to become like Jesus. The third reason why you are created here is discipleship. Discipleship. God has planned me for his pleasure, and he wants me to know him, to love him, and to worship him. He has adopted me into his family, and so he wants me to learn how to love the church. That is fellowship. And God wants me to grow spiritually, becoming like him, becoming like Jesus. That is discipleship. Becoming like Jesus. How can we become like Jesus? If we would not sit under his feet and learn all that he wants us to know. And that is not the only reason, the purpose. God has shaped me for service. God has shaped you for service. Psalm 139 says, you shaped me first inside, then out. You formed me in my mother's womb. God has shaped me for service. God has uniquely shaped each and every one of us here and has given us talents, has given us gifts, has given us abilities, has given us personalities. And God has allowed us to pass through experiences. All these are geared towards molding us for service. And so Ephesians 2 and verse 10 says, God made us what we are. In Christ Jesus, God made us to do good works, which he planned in advance for us to live our lives doing. What did God expect us to do? Good works. And do you know what the Bible called this type of works? Ministry. If you read Romans chapter 8, Romans chapter 12, verse 4 through 8, you will see what the Lord has said there. Doing good works. Can someone read that for us? Go to Romans 12, verse 4 through 8. Ministry. We talk about worship. We talk about fellowship. We talk about discipleship. We talk about ministry.
Romans chapter 12, verse 4. Just as our bodies have many parts, and each part has a special function, so it is with Christ's body. We are all part of his one body, and each of us has different work to do. And since we are all one body in Christ, we belong to each other, and each of us needs all the others. God has given each of us the ability to do certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out when you have faith that God is speaking through you. If your gift is that of serving others, serve them well. If you are a teacher, do a good job of teaching. If your gift is to encourage others, do it. If you have money, share it generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift of showing kindness to others, do it gladly.
Thank you very much. Have you listened to that? You will take time and read that again. That is ministry. All those things mentioned there are particular ministry assigned to each individual. God has given us uniquely. You have your own, I have my own. God has not made any mistake in doing that. There are varieties. There are differences. So that as you see the body with many parts forming one body, that is how the gifts and the talents that he has given to each and every one of us unite together for the good of the whole body. The good of the whole body. God has made me for a mission. God has made me for a mission. John chapter 17 and verse 18. God has made me for a mission. And we are what here? Mission. God has made me for a mission. God puts on you or in you something that you should know and love him and worship him. Then he invites you into the family and he wants you to learn discipleship. And then he wants you to carry out by doing good works. And then the other thing is to cause others also to understand this. John chapter 17 verse 18. In the same way that the Father gave me a mission in the world, I give them a mission in the world. Have you heard that? Matthew chapter 28 verse 19 to 20. The Great Commission. God has given his son a mission, and the son in turn has also given us a mission. So now we know that God has created you for worship, for fellowship, for discipleship, for ministry, and for missions. And what is God calling you to do in all these aspects? When we talk of call, there are so many things that come to mind. But I want to make a clarification that the Bible never talks about your call for career. The Bible talks about your calling to become like Jesus. To become like Jesus. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9. Please, let's read this before I will try to summarize it in Tiv language. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 9. Nobody's there. Second Timothy 1:9.
For God saved us and called us to live a holy life. He did this not because we deserved it, but because that was his plan from before the beginning of time to show. From the beginning of time to show us his grace through Christ Jesus.
Have you heard that? God called us to live what? Holy lives. So when people are talking about calling, 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 what is my calling? What is my calling? What is my calling? It should not be what, but whom is God calling me to be? Not what first. It is the whom. God is calling me to be like Jesus. He wants me to be holy. If you are not holy, do not waste your time talking about call, talking about ministry, talking about mission, talking about discipleship and the rest of this. It's only when we become like Jesus that we will be able to fulfill the purpose. And the faithfulness of fulfilling this purpose is only seen when we are holy, when we are becoming like Jesus. And that is what is missing in today's Christianity. That is what is missing even in our church. When you talk about becoming like Jesus, people will criticize you. People will name you. People will mock you. No one is perfect. All have sinned and have gone short of the glory of God. And that is why Jesus Christ has come. So do you still remain falling short of the glory even after Jesus Christ has come, and God wants you to grow spiritually. God wants you to become like Him. You are refusing and you are saying, there is no perfect one. There is no perfect one. All have sinned. And then we keep on wallowing in our sins. We wallow in our sins and we go to make noise in churches that we are worshiping God, that we are fellowshipping, that we are discipling. When I was discussing this with my wife, we remember an incident in Car area where the FCS president impregnated one of the members of the group. So if you are not becoming like Jesus, you will hold all this position. And at the end of it all, you will be polluting the church of God. And the purpose for which you are made will not be attained, because you refuse to know why you were created. You refuse to become like Jesus. You have become a goalkeeper. I like that expression. You have become a goalkeeper in the ministries. You will just sit there, they'll go and pack and give you. And then you will be bragging here and there that you are doing ministry or doing that. Brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, God has created you and me for a purpose. It is only in the Bible, some of the few verses we have touched here, that you will know this purpose. If you are not becoming like Jesus, if you are not living holy lives, there is no way you will make noise anywhere that you are a Christian. It is possible. God has helped some of us, and we have testimony to that God is able to do that in our lives. If we have purpose in our hearts not to defy our lives, it is possible in this life. Let nobody deceive you that no one is holy. No one can do that. Then the death of Jesus Christ is in vain. Do you know why you were created? Do you know why you are here? Are you trying to become like Jesus? Can you talk about Jim? He never wanted to go to King Mane. Mana yiro ye wo we ni. Mako a mamma mu wa wanda kwe re un hana choko a jami shio ya goga. Ha mako a we wanda e yo. Chaki angi a wanda so ye kwa la e ki umane yo. We ma mokwa a wanda we se he choko a. A wanda we se. E se se faun. A do se se ma. Se chivi un. Kwa la ka kwa don un. Ma ke choko a ya e se yo. Come, come in a my ekelin passe to ye. You put come on. On the Yolomo came so buna. Chaku wana, yes, o Christu. Ubemo, a solo bamla. Chamum yoru hinging bomb, kit so buna. Now I'm looking him zo umbananjiji. I'm looking him zo umbananjiji. On the so, yeah. Mum hingi a yes in ha. Mum hingi a yes in ha. Mum henqua. Check every yes, mon hingi e unaha. Paulo, yanga kaayo e hingi nemba kavemo e nena e mon kaven Christo naha. Naha papo hen, un hingi e yes naha. Kako yangi miyonga, kako jam honu mando ne kalawe, chan aji koso koso, un inyola we hiji lala. Andu basi, shaw sasi e tium e dido. Ina bagani ukamba tesin, bagani ukamba viangili, bagani uka kuangula, bagani uka ticha, bagani mbaili ningini, bagani mbaili ningila. Ando nawe kwa la uwele. Kanyi uwe onda nugu uwele ne. Baka ye, sese hingi uchinya mba yolu. Alu ungu chinya ngaya, ungu vihi yoshima. Alu ungu chinya ngaya, ungu vihi shiewo. Sachu, he was in Eloga. You say, Mama, Mama, Cham, in your car.
40 years. Kinangu Christ when casting. Akeru hingire Yesu na hanga. Ungu yananzo ineka hen chocho. Yangi edua kokota kiro pasen yo. Ijene nenzoka.
Why?
Vihi yo shimake. Why kwane hingi nyumbe? Yangi mokla ngova hono edua vlaga. Nungu tsoro yananzo ngu na hava tire hengu. Kan ye di yenzoka. Kapu kagena lakpa alu jela. Aka honguru genela olu. Inyari erin dia. Hama kwala. Kapu yo kapu sundu nezu. Uvihi yo shima jala. On du bami mon vihi yoshima. On du baye wo vihi yoshima. On du bami. Mon mpasi yo kwana. Zenine sha won. Dawa no mate chi. Iloho di done. Ma kati imzo wasene jene. Ma shika kwa onda zungu mhonu. Iluwele. Ay nyomo nyomo nyom nyomne. Ikwene. Kwa shiye jela. Ufacha kwai on the bove. Uhen wo on the boye. Wo duwe di to bad zende. Dan, 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 dan. Man kwa hen. Dan, dan, dan. Mwana ka. Dan, dan, dan. Uka uye hen. Cho, 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 cho. Na hato. Man kwa be. Uke cho kya yon on the yangi toshie chi. Boku mo tane ne. On the bo shen chakwa. Mo hen kwa. Chakwa wo. On the. Agbe wo. Shamila. On the bam. Chechokwa, on du basse, chechokwa. O chivilo on du gene, me yira unye, Rick Warren. How many of you have heard of him or know him? Purpose-driven life, purpose-driven church. I have adopted a prayer from him. And I so very much want us to unite our hearts, even as I read the prayers. Let's unite our hearts. A prayer to start living the life that God created you to live. Let us pray together. Dear God, everything you have created has a purpose, including me. I don't want to miss my purpose or waste my life or leave it disconnected from you anymore. Instead, I want to become like you. I want to become like your son, Jesus Christ. Design me to be that. Starting today, I want to follow your plan for my life, not my plan. You made me for a relationship with you. So I want to get to know you and to love you and to trust you. Thank you for sending Jesus to pay for my sin. Help me to understand that. I humbly ask you to accept me into your family forever. I want to grow more like Jesus every day. And I want to use my life on earth to serve you by serving others. Help me to share this good news with others and to fulfill my life mission. I invite you into every area of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.